The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
If anybody is interested in perhaps listening to a podcast that kind of helps or does talk about this or deal with this, is one of the people that does it is Big Fatty that we heard at the beginning of the show, and then Auntie Vera, who has his own podcast, Vera Speaks. Every once in a while, they'll do a show called Down at the End of the Bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's actually really, really good.
Where it's basically sitting down. They're the two matriarchs or patriarchs of the gay bar that have been through it all and seen it all, that sit down there, and they're the ones that you go to for the stories and the wisdom and whatnot.
Yeah.
So I believe they're always published on Big Fatty Online.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty Online.
It's actually really, really good.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2505 of the BFO for Monday the 4th of September 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I've been sitting in this bar all weekend long with the old gal. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, embarkationers. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, in the U.S. of A., it is Labor Day. Big Fatty, is that with a U? No. So a lot of folks have got the day off, and just to let you know, if everything is, all of this is pre-recorded prior to our departure for the cruise of a lifetime. And, y'all, if everything is going according to schedule, we will be embarking on the Celebrity Silhouette today in Amsterdam, where the ship is scheduled to get underway, as they say, around 5 p.m. in the evening, local time. And, y'all, my plan was to record a little show every day that we are in Amsterdam and on the cruise of a lifetime. And y'all, I will be publishing those whenever I've got some Wi-Fi. Now y'all, I should have Wi-Fi in Amsterdam, so you'll be hearing about the Amsterdam part of the trip later on this week. But anyway, that's the plan right now. But y'all, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, y'all, she was kind enough to sit down with me earlier back in August, and y'all, we decided just to go sit down at the end of the bar.
Down at the end of the bar, down at the end of the bar, down at the end of the bar.
You know, it used to be that they said that if you shook it more than three times, you were playing with it. Now you've got to have paper towels to just make sure that, or I specifically throw water on my pants so that it looks like I didn't piss all over myself.
The ravages
it's hell.
Of age.
It's hell.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that problem I told you about on the last recording where I was recording over something else?
Yes.
I did it again on this one. Okay.
You need to
it's
up
pathetic.
Your meds.
Y'all. So, all right. So we've talked about when am I going to get out of the leather stuff and all. And,
right.
You know, the thing is, it's really more social than it is anything else.
You've always said that. Every time we've talked about it, you've talked about the social aspect is what's most important to you, which is great. But it's the greasy stuff that just gets me kind of nervous.
Well, there's, but you know, greasy is, you know, you know, we have to lube things up now anyway when we go to get out of bed, or when we go to bed. You got to take your pills. You got to, oh, I need to put that ointment on this anyway. God. You know.
Yeah, so just, you know, slip it around the back door.
Well, hell, you did a whole show about how you love this new bidet you have in your house because it shoots water up your ass.
It's,
you know,
it's borderline cheating on Gooch every time I crap.
Well, I think you'll probably agree. Sometimes just a real good dump. If you have a real good dump, it's going to be tough for the day to get any better than that.
That's very true.
No, and I mean, I'm not making this up. And you would agree with that, wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely. And I don't want to get too graphic, but I shit three times a day, so I get good. I get a good feeling at least three times a day.
Well, that's hell. You could put on a Fitbit and get extra steps for that. You know,
absolutely, absolutely.
Right.
I don't get as much upper body exercise anymore because I don't have to use so much toilet paper. I just squirt my asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I always said to people. You can either take fiber or you can buy toilet paper. One of the two of them is going to keep your butt clean. So anyway, I don't know how we got on this because we're old and that's what we talk about.
We talk about
pooping. Now, I want to go back to this weekend that you had with your 1, 2, 3, 4 people.
Yes.
Or 5, 6, 7, 8 people.
9, 10, 11, 12
people. As you were telling this story, I already knew what was going to happen. I don't want to go. I had the time of my life.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And when are you going to stop doing that? Not having the time of your life. I know it's you, and that's what makes Vera Vera, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But quit beating yourself. Who quit giving a shit what anybody else thinks? There's not another person there that didn't go, oh my God, bring your hunky, big fat thing self right over here and give me the biggest bear hug I've ever had.
You know,
am I right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I owned, when I talked about it last time, I owned the fact that this is all on me. Nobody gives a shit how I look. I mean, anybody is going to go, wow, that person's really changed. I did it. I mean, I saw some people that had really changed, and the first reaction is, oh my God, you don't look a thing. What the hell happened to you? But then that goes away very quickly because then you're back with the person that you've known.
So you performed with.
I own this insecurity, but also it's not just, I mean, that's always a big part of it. You know, I don't want people to see the disaster that Vera has become.
Let me stop you right there. I'm not doing this to embarrass you, but there are other people that have similar insecurities, okay?
Yes.
And I think that we as the elders can help people by saying, you know, sometimes you just, the worst part is the waiting and the worrying about it, because you really can just have the time of your life.
Yes.
If you just grab your balls and do it.
Well, I don't have big enough
hands.
We
know about my balls.
For some people.
Right.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it doesn't matter what... There's the great line, what other people think of me is none of my business. And that's absolutely true. It doesn't matter what other people think.
I like that.
Yes. And... And if you are secure in yourself, it doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter at all, because it's who you are inside, what kind of person you are, how compassionate, how kind, all those good things, not how big your belly is or how much hair you have on your head. However, when you are a vain, insecure person, and that's what I talked about very honestly, is battling those demons, those issues become much greater. They become much more important than they should be. So what I'm trying to do as I grow as a person, 60 fucking 1 years old, how long is it going to fucking take? Is I'm trying to recognize these things that don't benefit me. They don't benefit me in my life. So I'm working on it. And I worked on it by going to this thing.
Absolutely. And you came away glad you went.
Absolutely. We had some terrific times. There were some uncomfortable moments, but mostly it was terrific times.
Well, you know, life is an uncomfortable moment. You know, going to sit down before that bidet can be an uncomfortable moment also.
Especially
you know?
With my back the way it is.
Now, y'all, we're old. Y'all, when you're 40.
Aren't you glad you tuned in?
When you're 40, something will happen and you'll realize, oh, I can't do what I used to be able to. Even old Vader. You've met Vader. Larry Vader.
Yes, of course.
Even old Vader now is going, I can't drink like I used to. I can't do all this. And he's in his 30s, you know? And, you know, in your 40s, you go, I just can't do this shit like I used to. And then at the 50, I don't want to do this shit like I used to. Okay?
And then at 60,
the
60s
says, I'm not going to do this shit like I used to.
Why did I ever do that shit?
Right. Exactly. But, you know, it's all relative. And you brought up something about you not caring. What was it? What other people's feelings are about you.
What other people think about you is none of your business.
Well, it's true. And, you know, I it's like I've said to you before. Look at this. Why would all these gentlemen callers want to be interested? Oh, Lord. Why would all these gentlemen callers want to be interested in doing anything with me? And you reach a point and he says, it's none of my business why they're interested. That's their problem.
That's
they're
true.
Interested. So
you should just allow them to be themselves and pull the car over. Pull the car over.
Has the Walnut Hills Police Department pulled up or something?
They're in the bar now.
Oh, okay.
Put the glasses down and step outside.
Oh. Okay.
Do we have to go in the back?
Well, we're not leaving anytime soon, officer.
You want a drink? You look awfully adorable in that outfit.
I knew. Well, he's got that surfer long hair and everything, and I know.
I'm sorry I interrupted. I'm just feeling silly, so I pulled out my bullhorn.
Well,
lady.
Right. Speaking of lady and all of that, I was before we get to that, you know, we really shouldn't say before I get to that because we never
will fucking remember.
Right. All right. I want to talk about Charles, your dear friend Charles,
yes.
Before it's all over. Ho ho, Mrs. Muir. But anyway, what was I going to say?
See,
I don't know.
Well, I interrupted you with the bullhorn, we were talking about what other people think about me is none of my business, and we were talking about that stuff.
Well, anyway, I have yes, I know what I was going to say. I want to say that, and this is not blowing smoke up your ass or anything like
uh-oh.
That. But
does your chair?
That'd be
that?
A lot of smoke. But anyway,
hey now.
But. Is that set off the smoke alarm?
Is that one of the things your chair does?
No.
Oh,
but
all right.
No.
Okay, go ahead. So not to blow smoke up my ass.
I have. All right. I have known you for how long? 10 years.
Yeah, at least 10.
9 years.
I think 10 years.
Okay. All right. So from the time I started listening to you, from Eric the Southern Boy got me listening to you.
Yes, I remember that.
Okay. And
you still blame him to this day.
I do to this day. But in those 10 years, you've got to if you're not fucking proud of yourself and the journey you've made and the changes you've made in those 10 years, then shame on you.
Well, thank
okay?
you for that. I would say
because you have made monumental leaps.
Yes.
In 10 years.
Yes, I have.
And you are nothing like that person 10 years ago, other than a good heart.
Yes.
I don't know that you're your heart's gotten bigger, and it may have, you know,
from palpitations.
And you might want to get that checked. Yes. You might want to get that checked if you ever go to the doctor. Okay. But in, you've got an enlarged heart, but it's from love.
Okay.
And, right. But seriously, if you're not proud of yourself in where you've come in 10 years, shame on you.
I thank you for that. I don't view it so much as a point of pride as much as I'm really happy that I allowed myself to see truths that I would just hide from before, to accept differing opinions that maybe possibly I could be wrong about, to listen to other people's thoughts and to consider other people. I mean, I think that that was growth. It's part of my growing as a person. I don't know that I necessarily take pride in it, but if you want me to, I will.
Well, I think 10 years ago, you would not have gone to 5, 6, 7, 8.
Oh, absolutely not. No. And my entire attitude about life has changed in those 10 years. And I think, you know, I think you look at anybody and they're going to have radical changes in the way they think. The main one was that I was just angry at everybody. I really felt that the world's problems were everybody else and everybody else's behavior, and that people were creeps. And I firmly believed that. And in these 10 years, I have come to understand, through an open mind and open ears and an open heart, that no, everybody is on a journey, and we don't know anything about the journey that they're on, and we don't have any right to judge them on the journey that they're on.
I think that's sage advice.
I know.
Parsley
and thyme as well.
I knew that was coming. So
you baked a cake.
Now, do you think that being 10 years older is part of that as well? Do
Absolutely.
You think that that's part? Okay. So there are, and this is the point I'm trying to get to, is that a lot of people look at aging as all negative, and I just don't.
If you separate aging into physical aging and mental aging or emotional aging, one is the best thing that will ever happen to you, and the other is the worst thing that will ever happen to you. Because as the physical body ages, it really kicks you in the balls, and not in a good way. But
right.
as your mind matures and grows, especially if you have open ears and an open heart and an open mind, you learn so much. And you understand the world so much better.
I agree, and we'll get to this if you've got time, of course, because I know that your aging body has got a sciatica problem. What is a sciatica? Because Miss Kitty has that too. Is that in your leg or your back or what?
There is a nerve that starts about your upper butt cheek on either side called the sciatic nerve.
And
the casing around it swells up, and it presses on that nerve and causes really excruciating pain from your upper butt all the way down your leg. And it's really debilitating.
Now, is it so debilitating that you might actually go to a doctor?
No. No. Okay. If it isn't like hanging from a bloody thread, I'm not going to a doctor.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, dear Gussie, we are out. I cannot believe. Oh, dear Gussie, it means that I think I need to run to the toilet again.
You need to buy us another round.
Well, I tell you what, run is relative, but anyway, you go to the toilet, I'll get another round, but in the meantime, where can folks find you, Vera?
I don't need to go anymore. VeraSpeaks.com.
Oh, you've got that catheter, okay.
Yes, absolutely. I used to put them in for fun.
All right. Y'all, we'll talk to you again later. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.